The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I come to encourage you to seek truth from your own souls. For so many in your world, they ride upon the surface ideas of the mind, collecting what they believe are truthful ideas and concepts of which the mind accepts and encourages. And in this way, they are diverted from the deeper knowings of the soul. As this great paradigm of truth is built within the mind, nurtured and revered. As each of you continues to listen to the thoughts and ideas of others who have built within themselves mindful constructs and interpretations of truth, believing that their confident recitation of these ideas reflects truth, I beseech you to come to understand that within you is the capacity to know truth in greater purity and depth as your souls grow in God's love, as you continue to nurture your souls and the faculties of your soul. It is possible for you to come into the depths of your knowing and soulful recognition of truth. That the wisdom of the soul will guide you. And that wisdom comes from God's guidance upon you. Yes, many words have been written and spoken and shared with each one of you. And you continue to thirst to receive greater knowledge and truth. But often that hunger comes from a mind eager to receive and come to know more elaborate concepts and ideas, making within the mind great cathedrals around ideas that are often simple and easily understood by the soul. The mind takes great pleasure in creating such intricate paradigms of knowledge so that it is comforted by the power of words the power of ideas, giving to the mind a sense of its own power. This is the way of humanity and the way of the human condition. And in many ways, humanity has been misled by their own fantasies and ideas and concepts of truth. Within each of these explanations and expressions of the mind is the kernel of truth. Yet rather than embrace this kernel of truth, the mind tends to extrapolate and distort, bringing to it something that is far beyond the original concept. The soul can discern truth. The soul recognizes truth. The soul is receptive to truth. But often the soul is sidestepped and repressed by the mind so that it may continue upon this journey of elaborate constructs, so that it may be dominant and powerful, so that within you is a sense of power and dominance in the world. And this is a cherished feeling and expression of the mind. For who within your world is not admired when they are articulate and bring forth ideas that within the linear logic of the mind seem to make sense and seem to bring forth powerful truth? Many, many books have been written by many, many authors who believe they understand and know of truth. And in some cases, truth is revealed. But in many cases, truth is so distorted by their mindful fantasies and efforts to gain recognition and importance as a teacher of truth, that they can be discarded, for they cannot clearly bring forth what is clearly truth and powerfully truth that is recognized by the soul. So I encourage you all, beloved children, seekers of truth, well-intended within your minds and your souls, to come to know truth, to take your thoughts and feelings and words and ideas to prayer always, to affirm truth within your soul, for each of you are capable indeed to know this, to feel, to recognize, to perceive truth in its simplicity. For in essence, the truth of God, the truth of life, the truth of God's creation is, from a spiritual perspective, very simple. Of course, all the intricacies of God's creation are not simple and are complex. But when it comes to spiritual awakening, to truth, it is a simple process. And as you pray for the inflowing of God's love, that great igniting force that opens the doorways of the soul faculties, truth may be readily understood and received from that place deep within you. Therefore, there is no need for such intense efforts to read and absorb, to listen to the ideas of others in regards to spiritual truth. Rather, this comes reflexively from an open soul, absorbing the truth of God directly and coming to the realizations of these truths in powerful and practical ways, that they may be utilized and demonstrated within your own lives. It is important now for humanity to set aside the great realities of their own makings, this human condition that includes all of these concepts and ideas, to simplify one's life, to go to the source for truth, to believe and have confidence that they are capable of receiving truth in this way, rather than arguing with their own minds, weighing pros and cons, dissecting and intellectualizing ideas and words, concepts of the mind. Though reading certain passages from books, hearing certain words from your friends and those who speak may lead to truth, remember that these things are but a pale reflection of the truth that may be understood and absorbed by the soul. This is the journey that we entice you upon, that we encourage you to take, a journey that we in the celestial kingdom have all taken towards truth, and we are there to assist you on that journey. We are there to guide you to that place, that opening within you that will readily absorb spiritual understanding and truth, that you may utilize these awakenings, that you may be empowered within your soul by God's love to see beyond the veil of the human condition and be a powerful channel and purveyor of love and truth and joy. For all truth comes with joy. All understanding comes with a great upliftment, an expansion, a knowing, that eureka moment of the soul recognizing a powerful truth, a truth that may in itself expand in time, but not by the reckonings of the mind, but by the power of the soul faculties and the ever greater connection and bond of love with God. So much may come to you in this way. And as this comes, you may share with your brothers and sisters the joy of it, the simplicity of it, the wonderment of God's creation. God bless you, beloved souls. I am Matthew. My love is with you. The angels are with you. God's touch is upon your soul. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.